Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub. Due to the virus, they're closed to the public, but they are selling killer party packs. Check them out online and check them out on Facebook. All right, thanks again to Main Street Pub. Everybody, support your local businesses through this mess that we're going through. Looks like the good news is we got waves coming our way. Waves came up yesterday afternoon, a little windy on it. Still windy today. We've got a northeast wind of 5 to 10 plus, a little choppy, sloppy out there, but definitely ground swell continues all the way through Tuesday, it looks like. It's going to be a long period swell, so it means you got to wait for the sets. It's going to be kind of flat in between, except for the wind chop, and then there'll be ground swell coming in, and it's supposed to hang in there in the waist-to-chest high zone. Maybe some bigger sets if you wait, but most of the average waist-to-chest, and it's kind of a little closing out a little bit, but tomorrow morning on Saturday, the winds are supposed to die off maybe later this afternoon on Friday. Calming winds for Saturday morning look like light winds, doesn't say offshore winds, but light winds, and then slowly picking up out of the southeast or east-southeast for Saturday morning. Now during the day, winds are going to go southeast, it looks like, so it's getting a little bit blown out. Inlets are going to be protected, but everybody knows everything's pretty much closed up. So there's some beach breaks up here in Central Florida that you can still go to. I don't know what the rules are. You just have to check all your local people and see if you can get to the beach to go surfing or not. But the surf will be up all weekend long. Lighter winds on Saturday morning, and then looks like southeast winds for Monday and Tuesday morning. Maybe not too strong in the morning, but probably picking up. It's going up to about 15, I think, in the afternoons. Maybe stronger, but maybe just 10 to 15. So it might not be too blown out, but definitely ground swell coming and staying for a few days. Now, all right, we got a little commercial coming up here for QuiverGrip.com. Check these guys out and let them know you heard or saw it on the Guru. All right, we'll be back for the Mahalo Monday to see what's going on. Surf's up weekend. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, looks like the calm day, and then there's going to be a little wind on it. Today there's wind on Friday and Sunday and Monday. Looks like it's going to be a little windy out of the southeast. All right, take it easy. Everybody stay safe. Surf Guru. See ya. Hi, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru. Just wanted to tell you about a great way to store your surfboards from QuiverGrip.com. QuiverGrip, a cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. QuiverGrip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at QuiverGrip.com.